This is 98.1 KZE. Welcome back to the Midday Show. And I have the great pleasure of welcoming Sunny Zierler, who is the Orpheum's venue manager, which is, of course, as we know, part of Upstate Films. I guess they program the Orpheum Theater. Is that the best way to put it?
Yeah, the Orpheum. And hello, Adam. Sunny here.
Hi there, Sunny. Thank you for coming on, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
The Orpheum was basically obtained by Upstate Films, I think, around COVID time.
It was.
Yeah, and they had the Rhinebeck Theater has always been part of Upstate Films. The Orpheum has a long history way before Upstate Films. It's been around since about 1908. It's been many things, but it's very happy the good old bones of it are now Upstate Films. And yeah, they program a variety of things, I guess we'll be talking about for Valentine's Day specifically. So we'll be playing on Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, the first installment of Richard Linklater's, what you could call, I guess, a trilogy, Before Sunrise, which some regard as a classic. I am not as familiar with the film, but I do know that a very young and hunky Ethan Hawke is in it. So there's
hunky.
That to look forward to.
Really? Would you describe Ethan Hawke? I don't know if I've ever kind of described him as hunky, but he's certainly adorable. I mean, even I will recognize that. I believe I've seen, you know, each of the three as they've come out theatrically or at a festival.
Wow.
That's
Okay.
just me showing off, though. You know, I'm just
yeah. Go
bragging.
Go ahead. Please do.
Yeah. So it's by way of the disclaimer, Sunny, I know you because I work with the Woodstock Film Festival as well, and I've been to the theater when you've been there, and it's a wonderful place.
Thank you
You
so
guys,
much.
yeah, I just love going there for any reason at all. So it is Valentine's Day, and I just love that it's this is of all the romantic films, this is where we're going with it because, you know, it's like Soderbergh, his idea of what's, you know, like a romantic movie is not the typical Hollywood rom-com at all.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of talk.
You can argue Upstate Films likes to be art house, but I think it's also that they like to pay tribute to some things that are seen as classics or cult classics specifically. And I think it's in line with our message of what we're trying to promote with our couples memberships for Valentine's Day, where there's not one traditional type of couple or form of relationship. You know, a lot of that is just that film, I believe, explores just the complexity of any form of relationship and communication. But specifically for us at Upstate Films, we want to bring in couples of all kinds. So we have this promotion really of you can be a couple or a pair who are best friends, who are lovers, who, you know, it just happens to be your movie buddy that maybe you met at the Orpheum. We have some members like that who have met
Really?
there. Yeah, they've
Oh,
met
that's awesome. I love that. Was that intentional or is that just sort of by happenstance that like, do you have specific evenings or where the idea is maybe to, you know, meet a movie mate? That's a great idea.
We have not pitched that, but that would be excellent if this could kind of promote that going forward, because we do have people who have met each other at the Orpheum who now are like, let's go see the future movies together. And then they spend all this time in the lobby dressing it down and figuring out what they think of it. Maybe they hate it. Maybe they love it. But the idea is that everyone's got someone they want to go to the movies with and someone they want to argue over the size of popcorn with and which type of M&M and who gets to pay for the bill and all that. So we want to embrace that in all forms of couples and pairs. You know, Before Sunrise is an interesting choice.
But I think it's a great choice.
Yeah.
I'm speaking today here on the Midday Show with Sunny Zierler, who is the venue manager of the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties, which is part of Upstate Films. They're having a promotion, I guess you could call it, to encourage couples, no matter how you define the word couple, come and become members. I mean, what you're doing over there at Upstate Films is so special and important. I'm hoping we get tired of just doom scrolling on our phones and whatnot, that will instead maybe try to incorporate more art and storytelling experiences into our lives, like going to Upstate Films. So there you go. That's my two cents. And
I appreciate that.
let me put you on the spot though, before you can respond, but also I want to know, Sunny, a little bit of how you ended up at the Orpheum Theater. I want to know a little bit more about you personally.
Sure. I fell in love with Saugerties through some friends. Part of it was very good rent, which is hard to find in the Hudson Valley.
Does it still exist in Saugerties?
Well, I won't give away all my secrets, but there are
Okay.
some spots.
Good to know.
And a best friend from college was living in my building, and some other friends, and it brought me here. I actually started at Inquiring Minds Bookstore. There's a funny progression where people come over from Inquiring Minds to the Orpheum. They're right next to each other, and tend to steal some of the employees with a little bit of love and coercion. So I
Yeah.
started at Just Box Office and was very fortunate that, my manager at the time saw a lot in me and promoted me, and I kind of just grew from within. And that's really a big part of Upstate Films is investing in their employees and really finding the many talents and giving more responsibility with time. It is a community. So I'm
Agreed.
very lucky.
And so are we that you came on today. Tell folks, what's the best way to become a member as a pair, which is your current promotion, or just anybody listening wants to join? What's the best way to do that?
The best way to become a member, there are two great ways. If you're savvy with the computer, you can sign up online at upstatefilms.org. Or you can come in person to either our Saugerties location or our Rhinebeck location. And we've got little membership cards that you sign up for right at the concession stand. And it starts at $40 if you are 65 and older or a student. Otherwise, it bumps up along with the benefits. So typically, people will either get a lumen couple, is what we call it. So either a total of $80 or a total of $120 if you're not a senior or student. Our Aurora membership is really the one to go for because that includes two members, which gets you the $7 tickets for $250 for the year, as well as I believe about 14 free events. So that really starts you up on getting the benefits. You get that discounted entry, and you also get many free events, and we're always doing events. So that could be talk back series where we're doing a question and answer with a director. That could be a music event. It's the best way to support us ultimately. If you love Upstate Films and you love your local cinema, that's the best way to kind of show your love. And the way we're going to show our this Valentine's Day, if you do sign up as a couple, we have cute little goodie candy bags. And our plan is to take a picture of you with your significant other or best friend on a Polaroid. You get to keep the Polaroid. And then the hope is that you will tag us on our socials and also let you post us on our socials. But we'd like to document the love.
That's so clever. And if you do tag us too here
Sure.
at KZE, because we'll share as well. So Sunny Zierler is the venue manager, the theater venue manager of the Orpheum Theater. Thanks so much for coming on the midday show today, Sunny.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we'll do it again real soon, I hope.
Please do. Yes.
Okay. This is 98.1 KZE.